98.7 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here on Tuesday morning, December 18th. It's 7:45. Three big things.
Three.
Two Chicago police officers struck and killed by commuter train during shootout with suspects.
Two.
Two teens arrested as bandits hit eight Wichita businesses over the weekend.
One.
Man sentenced to 109 years in prison for killing toddler Evan Brewer. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
As we take a look at the Tuesday morning traffic commute, we do have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We do have crews on the scene on the northwest side of Derby, an injury accident, 63rd South and Clifton. It appears a woman in a car there might have hit a deer at that location.
Well, there you go. We were just talking about that, weren't we?
And in southwest Wichita, we have a person with injuries in an accident at Hoover and MacArthur. That's a traffic update with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Partly sunny today with a high of 55 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 37. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 20% chance for rain tomorrow, and a high of 53. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 7 miles per hour, and 27 degrees. When the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy and warm like a hat. Hats always make a great gift, and Hatman Jack's has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Now open Sundays, 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas, at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And again, you can be part of our latest poll on our website, knssradio.com. How early do you finish your Christmas gift shopping? By the time December rolls around, I'm almost done, 15%. I'll finish with a couple of weeks to spare, 37%. And I'll be rushing around right up until Christmas Eve, 48%. And there's the poll. It's on our website, knssradio.com. And as always, you are welcome to log in there and try it out. See what you think. The Dow plunged 500 points Monday, its second straight drop of that size and its fourth big decline this month. Longtime market favorites like Microsoft and Amazon took heavy losses Monday. Healthcare companies also fell sharply. A measure of small company stocks fell into a bear market, a decline of 20% below their recent peak. The market is now well into the red for the year, and the S&P is trading at its lowest level since October of 2017.
Yeah.
The S&P fell 54 points. The NASDAQ lost 156 points. British Prime Minister Theresa May says the postponed vote in Parliament on Britain's Brexit agreement with the European Union will be held the week of January 14th, more than a month after it was originally scheduled, and just 10 days before Britain leaves the EU. But even as May insisted she could salvage her unpopular divorce deal, pressure is mounting for dramatic action to find a way out of Britain's Brexit impasse. So, you know, Britain pulling out of the European Union is not by any means a done deal. Something could happen to pull it back. Workers at two Amazon distribution centers in Germany have gone on strike as part of a push for improved work conditions, leading to fears that Christmas orders may not arrive in time. Workers went on strike early Monday. The union representing the workers says Amazon employees receive lower wages than others in retail and mail order jobs in Germany. And a startup is trying to shake up the health insurance industry with a plan that lets customers buy some coverage only when needed. This on-demand approach is one of the latest wrinkles in a years-long push by companies and insurers to control costs and make patients smarter health care shoppers.
Hmm.
Okay.
See how that works.
Yeah. Having raised interest rates with steady regularity in recent months, the Federal Reserve may embrace a new message this week, flexibility. Today, the Fed is set to announce its fourth rate hike of the year.
Well, there goes the stock market.
But after this week, no one is sure what it will do. Neither, most likely, is the Fed itself. So, yeah, it's going to be, you know, the interest rates is what the market reacts to. So we'll see what happens today. It's coming up on 7:50 with Steve and Ted. We've got some local business news for this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. The Douglas Design District is getting a retail incubator. Thanks to monies from the Knight Foundation Fund via the Wichita Community Foundation, a renovated 500-square-foot space next to the workroom 150 North Cleveland will be set up for entrepreneurs to help jumpstart their business. Selected small retail businesses that make it through an application process will have a chance at $500, a subsidy on rent for the space, mentorship of opportunities, and signage that will be visible from First Street. One small business will be selected each year of the five-year program, and the total investment from the Knight Foundation is just over $55,000. Got a little shop talk this morning, Ted. Cake TV anchor Jim Grimes is leaving the station to take a similar job in West Palm Beach, Florida. Cake announced this Monday. Grimes anchors the 5, 6, and 10 p.m. newscasts. He came to Wichita from a Dallas station in 2016. Cake did not say who will replace him, nor did it say Grimes' last day. So we don't know what his last day is, but Jim Grimes is leaving Cake. And applications open January 2nd for Lunch Prep, a new entrepreneurial program at Wichita State University's Center for Entrepreneurship. The program gives an early-stage company access to select group of business mentors to help the venture get off the ground. And for more information, you can contact the center. Their number is 316-978-6269. So there's some business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up on 7:52 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And one of the stories that we're covering this morning, and Ted covered this at City Hall yesterday, was this rash of, actually, what is it, two or three different robbery sprees over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday in Wichita. And a couple of teenagers were arrested in connection with, two or three of them.
Sprees.
Yeah. And then they're looking for a bandit who's been wearing a monkey mask.
Yeah, that was a lone gunman on that one that robbed four gas stations in like 50 minutes.
Yeah, and so there's something that could be a clue if they, you know, if they're looking to find this guy, a monkey mask that he's been wearing.
Or a skeleton mask.
Is it a skeleton? And again, is that something we haven't we seen that before?
It seemed like about 6 weeks ago or a couple months ago, we had somebody with a skeleton mask robbing some places.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, this is the time of the year, of course. People are up against it. Even those who are not terribly honest, they've got Christmas coming too, and they want to give gifts and whatnot. But instead of working for them and saving for them, and like many of us do, they go out and rob somebody of their property, thinking it is better to receive and then give and then give. I don't know. I don't understand it. But a lot of people are just up against it this time of year. So we do see this rise in shoplifting.
A bit unusual to see. Three robberies or four robberies in less than an hour.
Well, that's the big thing. And
by the same suspects.
And you're going to City Hall with a police briefing nearly every day, Ted. And you're seeing on that here in the last couple of weeks, what are you seeing? A rise in the number of larcenies and so forth, robberies, car break-ins, burglaries, or is it just pretty much the same as usual?
The robberies go up usually this time of year.
Okay.
So I think that's a reflection of what we're seeing a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Larcenies seem to have been holding steady.
Okay.
So maybe people are kind of getting the message. Don't leave things in plain sight
Sight. Right. Today is Baked Cookies Day. And, of course, my wife, St. Shelley, has been known to bake some pretty good chocolate chip cookies. And I asked her the other day if she had any plans to bake any cookies for my coworkers, which would be you and Jad and Dan, all of us. And she said, well, yeah, she could probably do that. So just today is Baked Cookies Day, and I don't know if she's going to get in there and bake them today, but looks like some chocolate chip cookies could be on the way for you guys. So be ready, okay?
It would have been nice if they were here for Cookies Day.
We'll have Eat Cookie Day. Today is Baked Cookie Day. Now we'll have Eat Cookie Day.
All right,
7:55 now. Hey, stay with Steve at 10 in the 8 o'clock hour for the latest on two Chicago cops hit and killed by a train during a shootout. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Sure, we'll tell you about the Kansas Jayhawks, college men's basketball tonight. KU ranked number one in the nation and in action in Lawrence tonight. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, you've got the Blur coming up.
Entertainment is in the Blur. We have many fantastic items. We've got a couple of good birthdays you will really enjoy. The Blur, that's coming up at 8:35.
Yeah, traffic and weather. How long is this nice weather going to last? We're going to tell you. That's all coming up. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.